about a lot in writing about the natural world is how long do you have to know a place before you can authentically write about it. There's often a lot of resentment when an outsider comes in, you know, and writes a book about your place and then leaves. And the local people get pretty pissed off about it for a lot of good reasons. Your place often gets misrepresented. But I have been sort of a celebrant of mobility, I guess. I've written about a lot of places and tried to be respectful about it that aren't places in which I have, you know, many generations or even many years of experience. So this first poem is a kind of attempt to write about a place about which I know virtually nothing. I recently took a kayak trip in Florida on the Blackwater Creek, which is a tributary to the Wekiva River, which is a tributary to the St. John's River. And one of the delights of it was learning the names of plants and birds and stuff that were there. And so I wrote this poem. And for those of you interested in such things, there are two syntactical gestures stolen from Elizabeth Bishop in this poem. And I know a few of you will hear them. If you don't hear them, it doesn't make one bit of difference. But it's, you know, for those of you who do, it's a fun thing you can do. The Black Water. Traveling past deadfall hickory and cypress knees, past the pearly eggs of apple snails beaded onto pickerel weed, the metallic lace golden orb spiders had strung between us and the sky. We paddled where the river took us, easy bending passage through a wilderness that gave way only enough for us to keep moving. Unsure where we'd come ashore or turn back to pull upstream and home. Oh, but it was peaceful, riding like flotsam on the current, silently scaring off the gator, buzzard, and hawk that knew us, even in our gentleness, as danger. One glistening anhinga noticed us so late it stood frozen on a snag, our plastic hulls nosing up so close, we felt at last harmless. Cool, amber, dark, moving element, musk of peat, silt, and root gnarl suspended in its tannin tea. Why should I feel at home in its tireless flowing, as if I'd never left the where spirit first meets flesh, as if it remember what lies ahead, where the molecules disperse to seed the sea. On the river, not knowing what's ahead is what moves us forward. One more oxbow, we think, stroking our blades into resinous riffle and pool, all the while knowing we'll never be more complete than this. Never appetite more quiet than gliding through the sword shadow of sable palm and saw palmetto. Thanks.